Hello.
Hi, Fang. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
The local splash?
Yes.
I already paused the payment for like for a very long time, maybe half a year.
Yeah, that pause ended on April 23rd, so that's why I'm calling. That payment for April 23rd isn't going through.
Oh yeah,
It
I
said
want to
that you
pause.
called.
Keep pausing. Keep
Huh?
pausing. Yes. Keep pausing.
Oh, we can't do another pause with a past due balance on the account. So in the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to that date. So last time
Okay.
when you had set that up, you had called us, before the payment was due, but now, we're past due on it. How come you paused it for so long? What's going on?
Because like I want to like cancel the service. Not
Okay.
only the service, yeah, I want to cancel everything, and I already let the customer service know when I call ask about that.
Okay. So it doesn't say that you canceled. It says that you wanted to pause it. But let me make a few suggestions for you, because if your intention is just to cancel the account, your package for $249 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you're going to cancel, so I could at least take those off for you, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay. Now, one thing I noticed is that your website isn't up and running right now. Are you aware of that, the Squarespace site?
Yes, I know.
Okay. Because what we could do if you wanted to continue is we could build a new site for you. We could even use that domain if you like. Typically, they charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but I could do that for you free of charge if you wanted to continue at that $149 pricing. Because, at the end of the day, the reason you signed up in the first place, I'm sure, was to get your phone ringing and gain some new clients. And it's hard to do that if you're not on Google. And even if you are on Google and you don't have a valid website, sometimes people will just click over to the next company. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. So,
Yeah.
but like at this moment, I just want to cancel everything.
Okay. So we can't cancel the account with the past due amount, but what I'll do to help you out, like I said, is at least take those Facebook ads off and lower that to $149. And I can give you some time on it if you like too. Like if you can't do it today, no problem. Just do it no later than May 20th, because on May 23rd, another 149 would hit. And I don't want that to happen to you. You know what I mean?
So it's 150 each month, right?
It's what?
It's 150 each month.
Yes. Yeah, it's a month-to-month subscription.
So I want to cancel the filter, I mean filter service first. Then we talk about the past due balance. Cause like I don't know why the balance happens, but cause like so the first thing I need to confirm is like I want to cancel the further service.
Okay.
And
So.
sorry, so I'm start recording now, so I just like to know all our talk has been recording. Okay,
Yes,
thank you.
our calls are recorded also for quality assurance. And so in the voice verification recording that we have on file and the terms and conditions that we emailed to you, it states that you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So you put the account on hold for 6 months. So on April 23rd, it was to renew, and they sent you an email on April 16th just letting you know, hey, Feng, next week on the 23rd, they're going to process the payment of $249 on your account. So, you know, they gave you time to call us and cancel it if you decided not to continue. But, you know, now it's the 28th, and that payment's already past due. So, you know, I'm not supposed to reduce the past due balance from, you know, $249 to $149. But in your case, I'll do it to take those Facebook ads off, because you wouldn't need them if your intention is just to cancel anyway. But again, there's no way I can cancel it now and prevent further charges without collecting the past due amount.
So, indeed. So, how about, like, the first thing is I need to send another payment method. And the second thing, like, I want to, like, review my website, but maybe it may need, like, 1 or 2 business days. And then, like,
okay.
I have 1 month try and to see, like, if that works good.
So you're gonna make a new website, you mean?
Yes, the same domain, but I want to rebuild the website, yes.
Okay. So do you want to have us put the site together for you, or you're going to make it on your own?
I'm going to make it by myself, on my own.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you have plenty of time to do that. I mean, you don't have to pay the $149 today. You know, I'm just saying get it done before May 20th, because on May 23rd, that's when another payment would reoccur. Mm-hmm. That's your billing date,
okay.
The 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah, but what I can do once you get your website up and running, if you wanted to take advantage of the month that you have to pay for anyway, what I'll do is once you settle it, we can cancel it right away, of course, because I want to make you happy. But if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you, so that way you'd get another full month of service. So let's say, for instance, you couldn't pay until May 15th. I would push the next billing out to June 15th. That's way you get another full month of service. And then I'm confident that you're going to be happy with it once you redo your site and you get your phone ringing and get some new clients. But if come June 15th or whatever that next billing is, you're not happy, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we would cancel it, and that way you wouldn't have further charges. You know what I mean?
Okay. No problem. So, lady, by the way, so can I have your name? Because, like, everything very good, so I want to contact you directly.
Oh, you're so sweet, Feng. That's so nice. Okay, so I'm going to text you my number, but if you want to write it down, my name is Tina, T-I-N-A, and then the number is 877-635-6225.
6225. Okay.
And then my direct extension is 777. So when you call that number, it'll say, you know, for this department, press this, and that department, press that. But if you just automatically put in 777, then it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.